Wake up. Wake up.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Is you just taking a nap?
Just a little nap.
During brunch time?
Yeah, it's the brunch time podcast, but I guess I was sleeping. Sorry.
Well, this is a public place, so maybe you should, you know, just go to your car, go home, something like that, right?
Yeah, maybe I should.
Nah.
I'm going to get out of here.
Have you ever fallen asleep, though, in a public place?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where,
I feel like I am one of those people that I can literally fall asleep standing up wherever I am. It doesn't matter.
You just lock your knees, lean against a wall, good to go.
It is a skill that I have mastered over my many years. But yeah, I've fallen asleep in a public place.
So
have
what are
you?
Yes. Okay, I feel like there's acceptable places to fall asleep in a public place, and then there's like the not as acceptable ones.
Yeah.
Like the acceptable ones would be the beach, you know, it's a public
place,
and you just take a nap.
What about your car in a parking lot?
Oh my gosh, yeah, a lot.
I used to do that in college all the time.
I used to do that in the beginning of my radio career all the time, because I would work such crazy hours, so, you know, I'm like, all right, first shift done, gonna go take a nap for a couple hours in my car, come on back and work a little bit more. In Chicago, I don't know if you've ever ridden on the CTA, but you know, there's certain times that you probably shouldn't fall asleep. And yeah, I definitely fell asleep a few times on the train. it's hard, you know, especially when you are working crazy hours and you have to, you know, spend at least 20 to 30 minutes on a train trying to get back home. And you're like, all right, well, I could stay awake or I could just close my eyes and hope that no one steals all my stuff.
Did you have a buddy to tap you just in case?
Not usually. Yeah, not usually.
That's what I always did when I would go on like the South Shore to Chicago is,
yeah.
Oh, I'm on this long train ride. Hey, make sure if I fall asleep, nobody takes my stuff.
Exactly. I would just have this really tight grip around my book bag and hug it. And then lean over and fall asleep.
You should have had the sunglasses with your eyes on them.
I should have, but like, I'm always looking at you.
Come on.
I know. I wasn't even thinking about that. But yeah, I mean, it's challenging sometimes because, you know, everybody gets pretty sleepy from time to time, even when you're in a public place. And it's usually not acceptable to just, you know, lie down and take a nap somewhere. But it also happens sometimes.
Absolutely. And I had one time I was in college and my car was running because it was still cold outside.
Yep.
So I had the heat running and I was like, all right, I'm just gonna fall asleep for like 10-15 minutes. And somebody knocked on my window. They're like, hey. I was like, rolled down my window. What's up? Hey, your car's running. I'm like, yep. Sure is.
Well, do you know how long were you asleep for, though?
Like 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It's not like I was in the garage or something like that. No, I was just out in the parking lot, and they're like, your car's running. I was like, yes, so the heat will run so that I don't freeze.
Yep.
I'm sleeping. So there was another time I fell asleep, and actually it's very fitting because it was this event was happening this past weekend, but this happened to me a few years back. But Red Bud National, do you know what that is?
I mean, I've heard of it.
It's the big motocross race, right? So the big motorcycles, the me, those ones, super loud.
Did you fall asleep during that?
All right. So I was, I think, just out of high school.
Okay.
Or still in high school, maybe, and it was summertime. And I was asked by a friend, hey, there's a bunch of volunteers to be the track flaggers.
Yeah.
To where, like, if there's an accident, you wave the flag, and then there's stoppage of the race and yada, yada, yada. Well, they need those people at every turn on the track. So they said, hey, you want to do it? And I'm like, sure. Stayed up super late the night before. Got up. I had to get up at, like, 5 a.m. because I had to be there, like, 6:30 before the races even started. So I'm there, super tired. Didn't really drink coffee at that time or energy drinks or anything. And I did fine for like the first practice rounds and things like that. They're like, all right, everybody, we're gonna take a 20-minute break and we'll resume the race and get things started here in just a little bit. So I sat down, crouched down and kind of sat like Indian style.
Yeah.
But then like kind of kept my knees up and then rested my head on my knees. And so I was in this position and I was like, oh, I'm just going to relax for just a little bit. I just need to rest. And I fell asleep. I woke up
in pain.
Not from the race or the motorcycles going by.
Yeah.
I woke up from a kick from one of the like race director guys that was in charge of me getting paid actually for this event.
Ooh.
And he said, "Get up now." And I'm like, he said, "Get up now or you're gone. You're fired." And I was like, "Oh, geez. Oh my gosh. I don't know what just happened." He's like, "Yeah, they've already gone by twice."
What? How'd you
get? So 40 motorcycles that are going me just flying by.
Yep.
That did not wake me up.
That's impressive, actually.
It is very impressive.
And I was thinking like the pain part for just being crouched down for you know, even
I was fine. It was like 10 minutes, 10 minute nap. But yeah, I was dead asleep. I felt awful. I was like shaking for the rest of the event because I was like super focused because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be made fun of. I'm gonna be on ESPN.
Yeah,
like this is gonna be the not top 10 on ESPN because that's what they were broadcasting, I believe, on ESPN.
Okay,
I wish they would have caught that on camera.
That would have been great
because it was one of the worst moments of my life, but also the greatest moments of my sleep career.
Oh yeah, that's it is impressive to be able to sleep through something like that.
Absolutely.
One of the other ones I can think of, it wasn't me, but it was my friend. We were at a John Mayer concert. It was my sophomore year of high school.
Oh, he'll put you to sleep.
And that's the thing. I'm like, okay, I can kind of understand, but it was during some of his upbeat music, and my friend was just sitting there, just completely asleep, and a couple of us looked at him. We're like, "Dude, what are you doing?" He's like, "What? The music soothed me." I'm like, "Okay, understandable," but at the same time, like, he's playing some upbeat stuff, and I know for John Mayer, it's not super upbeat, but you know, it's more than just a like
upper mid tempo. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
It's those sweet guitar licks that make you fall asleep.
It's I guess it's interesting to be able to fall asleep during a concert, but yeah, I mean.
So did you fall, were you the one that fell asleep, or
no,
was just a friend?
No, this was just my friend. No, I'm not just saying. So I'm asking for a friend, no.
Okay, I didn't know if you were the friend.
No, it was actually my friend, and yeah, because I don't know, when it comes to concerts, I'm so into whatever show I'm going to see, because, you know, it's like you pay money to go see that, so I'm like, you're wasting your money, man. Like, watch the show, and we had some pretty nice seats at that time, so I guess that's good reason to be able to fall asleep. But I think if I was going to fall asleep, it would be in a lawn seat where you can just like lounge around as opposed to being able to stand up and, you know, actually.
Especially
have the
if
seat.
You go to like one of those concerts or festivals like that, you've been there for the whole day and it's hot and you've just been trying to relax and then you finally get to chill out for a little bit.
Yeah, see, that's
I can see myself falling asleep.
Yeah, but not like, I don't know, an hour into the show of a. What, like 2.5 hour show tops? Like, come on, man, wake up, enjoy the music.
You should be okay. You should be able to stay awake for that.
Yeah, but not everybody can, I guess.
But that was fun.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go back to sleep now.
Yeah, I mean, you were looking a little sleepy this morning. Long weekend, lots of sun, right? Barbecuing.
A little bit,
enjoying it. Yeah, I was looking sleepy too this morning.
I've been staying under the umbrella, though, since I've had sunburn.
Yeah, so, I got an umbrella for the beach too.
Nice.
It's made all the difference. It makes you be able to fall asleep in this, you know, while you're on the beach and not wake up like crispy.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Well, check out 983thecoast.com. That's where you can find this podcast, or wherever you find your podcasts, which there's places just about everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You might find them sleeping somewhere.
Yeah, wake them up.
Hey, little podcast.
Wake up.
Wake up. Come on, I want to listen to you.
That's right.
I want to listen to you, little buddy. So go do that. Be sure to subscribe, too, and so you don't miss anything. And then check out past episodes as well. And check out all the cool things we got going on at 983thecoast.com. And if you love this podcast, you'll also love the fine morning show that we do every weekday morning at 98.3 The Coast. You can listen to it just about anywhere. Any app that you have, you can download our app. So you got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Best be getting on that now.
All right. Bye, everybody.
See ya.